With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Hello, Adventuricateers. The episode you're about to hear was recorded over Zoom and live streamed on the internet in the not so distant past. It's just one of many stay at home live streams available right now on your Thrilling Adventure Hour podcast feed. But if you want access to the complete Thrilling Adventure Hour, that's the entire back catalog, plus bonus content, plus live streams not yet available here, plus complete libraries of classic segments in case you've ever wanted to listen to the complete Sparks Nevada in order and uninterrupted, or the complete Beyond Belief, the complete Captain Laserbeam, the complete Chrono Patrol Extended Universe, etc., etc., etc. All of that is available on Patreon for the low, low monthly price of $5. Patreon gives you a members-only RSS feed that can be plugged into your podcast player of choice for easy listening, and then you're off and running. Your Patreon membership not only gives you access to all that amazing content, it also helps us to keep doing the show. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate your support. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you. And now, on with the show. To sign up for the Thrilling Adventure Hour Patreon, just go to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. That's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour.
Time to send the little ones to dreamland and set your radio's dial to spooky. Bolt the doors, lock your windows, and steal yourself a mysterious suspense in this evening's final feature, Beyond Belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doyle, the toast of the upper crust, headliners on the society pages. And oh yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles in tonight's dark episode, Apples to Apples, Dust to Dust. Our story begins high above Park Avenue, in the penthouse suite of the very hotel where Frank and Sadie Doyle find homemaking a never-ending pleasure.
If you thought I was house proud before, Sadie, just look at me now.
I believe this is one of our finest acquisitions from all of the auctions we've ever attended.
Well, if you thought the auction house was my second home, Sadie, just look at me now.
It is a house any doll would be proud to own, and you, Frank, are quite a doll.
And this quite the dollhouse. Large, intricate, sturdy, so realistic.
As it should be, having once belonged to the father of realism.
Henrik Ibsen's childhood dollhouse. It belongs to us now.
Just wait until the boss sees it. We're bound to get that promotion for which we are gunning.
Exactly what I was thinking, love. Let's give it pride of place atop Lincoln's cabinet and start preparing dinner.
It is rather heavy, isn't it?
Yeah, I should have taken the dolls out first. And down. Now, what time is the boss due for dinner?
6 p.m. sharp.
Ah, and what time is it now?
That I do not know.
Could it be 6 p.m. sharp?
It could well be. Oh, Frank, if that clock is telling the truth, it is 6 p.m. sharp, on the dot, exactly.
And we haven't even set the table, much less a menu. Have we lost track of time playing with our pedigree dollhouse?
I'm afraid so, and atop it all, the boss has particular dietary constraints to which we could not possibly adhere were we to cook, which we could not possibly do.
Well, I suppose we ought to figure something out, and we ought not keep the boss waiting outside.
Ah, Ms. Crimmins, welcome.
I have unrealistic expectations that you had better meet, if you know what's good for you. You have a lovely home, which is fortunate, for your jobs depended on it.
Over the first hurdle, then?
Of many, Doyle, of many. Say, what an unusual dollhouse.
It is one of a kind.
Perhaps too unusual, then. As for dinner, it smells not delicious, per se, but...
understated.
Like nothing at all.
It's supposed to smell like that. It's how you can tell the ingredients are fresh.
And what ingredients are those?
I'll check.
You need to check what ingredients you're using in your recipe?
Yes.
The one you're currently cooking?
Yes.
For our dinner?
Yes.
Why?
Because you asked what they are.
Better to trust the eyes over the memory to make sure you get the surest account, be it the Peterson account or dinner ingredients.
You Doyles might have a bright future at the company yet. So long as your personalities and flatware sparkle, so long as dinner represents your professional aspirations, so long as dessert reassures me that you are no threat to my own career, I could see you two seeing your way to a pair of adjoining corner offices, provided everything goes just exactly right this evening.
This is so taxing.
I've just the thing for tax evasion. Stop for a moment and take a deep breath. And now, yes, stop for another moment and take a deep sip.
Well, that's done the trick. I feel as if I know just what to do about dinner and Ms. Crimmins.
We are, as ever, upon the same page. Do the honors, Frank.
Of course. Ms. Crimmins, you may leave those offices in their corners, for this is no way to run a company. We demand to be judged on our merits, not our hospitality. In other words, we quit.
Are you certain you're willing to throw away such promising careers?
Were they so very promising, or were they, in fact, a lie?
Come to think of it, what were our careers? And who are you, and why, and how?
The answer to all of those questions is, I'm a witch. And I'm not done with you yet.
Oh, yes, you are. And oh, no, you don't. We know how witches work. We read a book of spells once for a book club. Witches cast spells on apples, and people eat the apples, and those apples cast spells on those people. We've eaten no apples here, I'm afraid.
Katie, do you remember when I made those pint glass Manhattans?
Of course. You called them the Big Apples, and... oh, Frank, you didn't garnish them with a witch's apple.
I may have.
You did. You used the apple from the gift basket I sent. Why else do you think you thought you were my employees? I bewitched you for three reasons. Two things I love are a nice meal and a nasty power dynamic. We'll get to the third reason after a dinner fraught with unmeetable expectations.
I feel like a terrible employee, due, no doubt, to the lingering effect of a garnish, but we made no dinner.
Let's compromise. May we offer you a drink?
Must we offer her a drink?
Oh, Frank, we'll have a drink with simply anyone. Unless you get the wrong impression, Miss Crimmins, it's not about the anyone.
Doyle, you're a no. And Doyle, you're a yes. So, Doyle, you're a yes.
Well, you've got me there. Have a drink.
Power dynamics. Yum. I will have a drink with you. However, I am on the wagon.
And we are in the barrel. But that's neither here nor there. What would you like instead of a drink to drink?
Just water for me.
Water? Truly. Water affects witches. Famously so.
But only on the outside. Oh, we still get thirsty.
You know what I've always wondered?
I do know. Cleanliness and hygiene? There's an apple for that. Witch magic is all in the apples, Doyle.
Yes, we read that, but here's your water. What about broomsticks?
What about broomsticks?
How do you make them fly?
Oh! Are witches' broomsticks made of apple tree wood?
Too clever. No, no. You feed a broom the right apple and abracapocus, it'll take you where you want to go.
The right apple can make a broom eat it.
You'd be surprised what the right apple can do. For example, the right apple will open a door without you even having to knock on it.
I don't know who you are. Honestly, I don't need or want to. Nope, that's not right. I specifically want not to, but apples are not. You must knock on doors and then wait to be let in, or in certain cases like this one, that is to say, in this one exact case, not be let in. So apple yourself back out the way you came in, won't you?
Oh, I swear I'll just be a minute. Nice dollhouse, by the way. Hello, Charlotte.
Jen, but this is my neighbor. You're also a witch? What are you doing here?
I thought it was the perfect moment to reveal what I've been up to all this time. You know, really twirl the old mustache and give a good gloating, have a real laugh, pat myself on the back. You ready? Are you? Get ready. Ready? Here we go. The reveal followed by the mustache twirl.
And just to be clear, your name is Jen?
That's right.
You. It's been you.
That's right. Yes, this is great. Twirl, twirl.
You were behind it all.
Every inch on the old ruler. Yep.
You're laughing. You killed my husband and you're laughing.
Killed your what?
My husband. You did that?
He's dead? I just saw him.
My brother, then. You killed him a few years ago? Or my parents? That was you?
No. And my condolences.
Then you're responsible for the magic in the building.
No, I'm not. No, you are.
I am?
You know you are.
I forget sometimes. Is that you making me forget sometimes?
No, that's you.
Did you toy with my memories to make me forget sometimes that the alive people are really dead?
No, I just found out they're dead.
Did you toy with my memories to make me remember sometimes?
No.
Oh! Was it you who dinged my car?
No.
And didn't leave a note?
Why would I leave a note if I'm not the one who dinged your car?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Maybe just tell her what precisely you did do.
Yes, good idea. I dabbled in some brother-related identity theft. Also, I hid a bunch of Easter eggs. Oh.
Easter eggs? To what end?
To no end, really, if I'm being honest.
Well, that seems consistent, for it was not you at all behind anything.
It was you bordering on none of the time.
Ah, but ask yourselves why I would do all of what I did.
Why would I ask us when you're right here to ask? Furthermore, why would I ask you when I do not care to know?
It was to gauge her power, in order to steal it away from her and into me. Oh, twirl, twirl.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
It's never just about the power. What is it really? Our house, our rules, you must tell us.
Yes, why her? Why now? Why really? Tell us or you may exit on the brooms upon which you rode in.
No, I'm not leaving without her power.
You can't have it. And I'm not leaving without what I came for.
There is no dinner. There will never be dinner.
No. No, my third thing. You heard all my deads. My grief is huge. Coping is no way to cope. I need an apple to truly cheat the healing mechanism of time, understanding, and mourning. I'm missing one ingredient in my apple spell recipe. True love's kiss. And there's no truer love than yours, Frank and Sadie Doyle.
What? Wait, you want us to what? Kiss each other?
That's actually very sweet, darling, and easily accomplished. Come here, Frankenstein.
I'm already there, sadistic.
Okay, no, stop. No, that's... Oh. Yuck. Where are the power dynamics? So who cares? That's not even what I meant. That's not some poetic thing. I need your actual lips. I need to cut them off of your faces and smush them together and drop them in my apple cauldron.
Oh. Then no.
Obviously not, no.
And what about what I need? Your power, Charlotte! You are going to eat this apple, and it will give me your power, all right? How do you like that circumstance?
I imagine she does like it.
Power dynamics.
Stop it! Stop! Stop trying to feed me!
You stop! Stop not eating! Stop not remembering me!
Remembering you?
Aha!
Just about power indeed.
I'm mad at you. I'm mad at her. We were best friends in the fourth grade, and now she doesn't even remember me.
Wait. Erica?
No! Not Erica, you jerk!
Oh! Do watch out for the glass of water!
Oh no! I'm wet! Wet!
Me too! Me too, a little bit! Ah!
Witches in water.
Witches! Don't get us wet! Don't bake us in an oven, we'll die! And never, ever feed us liquor after 5 p.m.
It's 5 p.m. somewhere, and there's liquor everywhere.
Oh, it's after 6, and the little witchlings are headed for the liquor cabinet! Oh, no, you don't! Well, now they're heading for the drinks cart! Stay off of that, you! They're making for the gin shelf, leaving pure mischief in their wake!
Little women, we shall have no mischief about unless we are its authors.
Can't tell us what to do.
You're not the boss!
You can't tell us what to do!
No!
Here you go, Frank!
Ah, yes. Rolled up newspaper. Laura magazine. Perfect. En garde!
I'll ready the oven.
Put them inside it.
Come
on. Uh-oh. Hey, what happens if a witch has whiskey after 5 o'clock?
She becomes wicked. Wait. That one shard, which is what they're called, not witchlings. That one looks familiar. Like you.
Oh, well, I don't wear my hair like that anymore. Not since I was a kid.
Like someone I used to know.
I believe that's been established.
Can't quite place her.
Third grade, perhaps?
Jenny. Jenny Kay?
Well, it's Jen now.
No wonder your name rang no bells. Statistically, one out of every 3 women is named Jen.
Huh?
Jenny Kay and I used to play all the time. Until she left 3 weeks into the school year. Her dad got a job in Oklahoma City. You were my best friend.
Who's Erica then?
Oh, Erica is the one who consoled me when you left. You remember her? She got her pant leg caught in a chair leg that time.
Oh, yeah, she almost fell.
Amazing.
Yes, but it's good to see you again. I mean, really see you again. I'm so sorry I didn't remember you, Jenny Kay.
Okay, it's Jen. Come on, let's gobble up our shards and reabsorb them before they cause too much mischief.
Hey!
Well, that was disconcerting.
What? They're just bits of us.
Still.
They can't stop us. Dynamics.
You missed a few.
Oh, those ones are made of my grief. You can keep them. I feel much better without them. I should have done this years ago, honestly.
Oh, good. We're safe.
Yes. And wicked to the gills.
And grieving to the gills also. Yuck.
My dad used to say, grief is the love that you butter the toast of memory with.
As good a sentiment as any.
They love toast.
To him.
Oh.
I used to have a thing I thought about grief. What was it?
Grief is the hole in you that love leaves.
Yes, grief is love's exit wound.
Let's cast the apple that fixes it. We'll need their lips.
Then let's get their lips.
And while we're at it, Let's eat all four of them.
Yes, that feels right.
So mischievous.
Way to go, Charlotte. Your grief wants to consume us all.
Bad news. The rolled-up magazine isn't working.
And it tickles.
Here's a thought. I want to eat all four of these guys.
Ooh.
Just saying that we should do that. What were you?
I took apart the oven so they couldn't kill us with it. I deal with grief by doing things. Grief is the oil in the sadness engine, you know, keeping busy. I cleaned up a little, and then I took the oven apart, and I got us these knives! So we can save their lips for the spell.
This could be very bad. My grief has been relentless for a very long time. It's inventive, too. My whole building is proof of that.
Okay, well, Charlotte, maybe you should deal with your grief before it consumes us all.
But my grief has knives!
Fortunately for you, we know another manner by which to dispatch witches, don't we, Frank?
Yes, we do. Lift with your legs, as we do with our strongest cocktails.
I'm glad you didn't take the dolls out, darling. This ought to do it.
Oh, look at their little legs curl up.
Ding dong, you ding dongs.
Oh, I feel bereft without them. They made me feel better by lifting my burden. It feels like a part of me is gone. I'm going to miss them, truly. Can you lift the dollhouse? I'll take them with me. Say a few words. Say goodbye.
You intend to mourn them?
I feel like I should. If that goes well, maybe I'll gobble them up and mourn them that way. We'll see. I'm peckish.
Well, I'll help in any way I can.
Jen,
it's Jen.
Thank you. You know, you leaving? That was the first time I felt grief.
What do you know about that?
It turns out that it really was you the whole time, darling. Just like you wanted.
Huh. Neat.
Thanks, and sorry about... I mean, everything, I guess, but you liked it.
We didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, I like that, so come on, Jenny.
Jen, though, Jen!
Let's go eat these me's.
Well, my love, we are faced with the age-old question. How do you clean small entrails from an antique dollhouse?
Leave it for now.
Well, I don't want to stain the set.
I said leave it.
Power dynamics?
That's right.
I'm under your spell, love.
And I under yours, darling.
And so ends another enchanted evening with Frank and Sadie Doyle. And as for those bewitching sisters of the apple, here's hoping they overcome the gravity of old wounds, be they grudges or grief, unlimited. Together, they're unlimited. Join the Doyles next time when they once again walk beyond belief in a horrifying episode titled Fear Evan Hansen.
Forever Dog!
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.